This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Primetime TV has just seen the end of yet another wildly popular reality show, Joe Millionaire. The twist of Joe Millionaire, this modern-day dating game, is that the 20 nubile hopefuls were told that Joe was a multimillionaire. In real reality, however, he wasn't. The women contestants were duped. Tell us, is there an ethical issue here?
You sent us these responses through our website at ethicallyspeaking.org and by phone at 243-6667.
Listeners thought the women contestants were exploited. These contestants may have agreed to be on the show in exchange for a chance to marry Joe Millionaire, but we cannot say that agreement was voluntary because the terms of the deal, as explained to them, in particular the size of Joe's bank account, were falsely represented. One listener pointed out this issue. He wrote, "Dating is a period of negotiations prior to entering into the oldest contract between two human beings, a marriage contract we honor as sacred because it is a union for life." To this listener, exploiting the sanctity of marriage was the ethical issue. And what do philosophers have to say?
It's tempting to say that ethics and entertainment like oil and water don't mix, but that can't be right. People argue all the time about the amount of violence or sex that should be allowed, and even about bad language in entertainment. Remember George Carlin's 7 words you can't say on the radio? They were, just kidding. Reality shows are present-day quiz shows, and like quiz shows of the past, reality shows hold their audience by motivating real people to take their chances acting in real ways. From The Puzzle Master on Weekend Edition to Survivor, all of us in the audience have the chance to think that even I could have done better. The appeal of the show depends on our ability to identify with the contestants, so, ethically speaking, reality shows must stay real. If audiences find out that players aren't who they say they are or that contestants are coached behind the scenes, the appeal of reality TV is lost. But maybe that's not a problem after all. Perhaps the best lesson we can take from entertainment reality is that we can choose personal reality instead.
Here is next week's topic. Surveillance techniques are increasingly sophisticated and commonplace. We are all familiar with security cameras in public places, and we know that our employer may read our email. So, do you think it's wrong to be subject to involuntary surveillance?
Send your thoughts to comments@ethicallyspeaking.org or call our comment line at 243-6667.
Or respond anonymously on our website at ethicallyspeaking.org. Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula. The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.